to the topic of the discussion and hit the issues you typically find reluctant. Remove the facade to fill the gap with some substance. We undermining problems, expecting to overcome it. Please hold the applause. We doing it for the cause. People follow culture before they follow the laws. We rather face the friction and not attempt it at all. Persistence will find solutions once our contentment dissolves. There's a hard pill to swallow for anyone breathing. Both for folks who stay woke and those who be dreaming. We ain't slaves, yet we still ain't experienced freedom. What we need is the keys to access the kingdom. We're all in this fallen world trying to stay intact. I'm just a beggar, point you out to where the bread is at. So follow the breadcrumbs like Hansel and Gretel. And thank Yogi Bear and the thought engineer for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back once again. It's Derek, the thought engineer, with my man, comedian John Yogi. How's it going, man?
Man, it is going good, man. I let my hair grow out a little bit after you guys. We took the break, man, and it was going in spots, so I had to cut it back off, and we back at it, man.
So your hair was doing cover two, huh? It wasn't doing the full cover. What we run a 1-3-1?
Hey, D, whoa, brother. Whoa. Somebody got a head full of hair that cover all of you. Gonna talk about it. Right there, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, got to remind you, this is Man Talk Monday. It's an open forum where we talk about everything from religion to politics to relationships. But, of course, we're doing it from a man's perspective. So, we won't prolong the time. Typically, people want to believe that the person that they're with is honest and pure and true. And we thought we had a good one. Now, jury's still out. We don't know for sure. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. Now, you remember Rihanna. Not Rihanna, but what's the girl name?
Yes, we remember Rihanna. Yay, Rihanna.
No, not Rihanna. Why am I drawing a blank on this?
Russell.
Sierra was, she was dating Future. You know, she had a baby by Future, and Future was like, man, I ain't trying to be tied down. I ain't trying to all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she met Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. She met Russell Wilson. He was the good guy, the good old boy. He marries her and they build this life. But unfortunately, there is now speculation. I'm going to call it speculation.
Speculation.
That Russell has been stepping out.
See, Russell was married before Sierra.
Yes. And let me say, his wife did him bad. I'm going to say that.
She did it bad. So he was looking for somebody to kind of, you know, he looked for somebody to kind of couple up with. And Sierra was hurting. He was hurting. And so they came together to try to help each other. Now, I don't, you know, one thing we kind of guilty of is we put people in a space. Oh, they're such a cute couple. Oh, man, this is what I want my marriage to be. Oh, look at him. He just loves her so, and she doing it. Girl, she winning. But you don't never really know what winning is until you're in that relationship. Because I don't want to believe that Russ was cheating on her, but Russ is a professional athlete, and you got to be ducking because boot tags come from every away.
Monique said, are we surprised? Is this a new scenario? Really, Monique? Is that where we're going tonight?
She been waiting.
Is that where we're going tonight? Like I said, it's nobody safe. We got Russell Wilson, who was the poster boy for the good guy. He was, you look up good guy in a dictionary, okay. It was Russell Wilson.
But why? Because of the way he looked like a square dude. Is that why? Because he looked like a square cat.
It's hard to be a square cat and you one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, but he got that hair, that good hair, though. He's square, man.
Yeah, you do have good hair. You know what I'm saying? He's whatever. Square, you're mad because of the hair. I don't know. But looking at it, it looked like, hey, this guy has, he done set the precedent for good guys. He came in, he was the knight in shining armor, right?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It appeared that way.
He was a knight in shining armor, rescued her from the evil guy.
It did appear that way.
He took her child in, accepted her child as his own. They had kids together in the whole nine. And now some dirt comes up, and it turns out one of his teammates was messing with this one girl, and she gets mad at the teammate, and she decides she wants to spill all the tea on other people. And she said her friend was messing with Russell Wilson.
Ain't that the worst?
All speculation, people.
Ain't that the worst kind of person, though? Ain't that the worst kind of person? Because you mad, why you gotta mess my stuff up? Because you mad. I'm over here minding my own business. I'm at the table eating dinner with my family. And then here you go. Here you go. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Why are you putting me in it? That's the worst thing,
right,
man.
Right. So you might all of a sudden you turn on Black Twitter or something. And you see.
Bro, let me tell you something. And people, it was spread like wildfire because people would rather have something bad to say about you than good to say about you. Somebody sitting up like, name Monique saying, I knew it, because that's what men do. We ain't surprised. I knew it. People waiting for it.
He married this young lady after all that she had went through, married her, and from what we could see on the outside, it was a fairy tale whole situation, as much as a fairy tale could be a fairy tale these days.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But it leads us to ask the question, is the ring everything? Where's the ring everything?
Give me a second. The ring is not everything because the ring ain't going to make you stop doing nothing. If you're a cheater, you're going to cheat. If you're if you're a hoe, you're just going to be a hoe with a ring on. What? It don't make you stop doing nothing. It don't make you to be no more honest. It don't make you be none of that stuff with a ring on if you don't have commitment in your heart. So ring don't really mean much.
Nigga said, "Law, not Russell. Even if it's not true, it will stain his reputation." She's absolutely right. Because right now, the court of public opinion is stronger than anything else right now. If people, soon as bad news gets out, and let me just say, negative news always travels faster than positive. Bad news travels a lot faster than good news. So it's amazing how we gravitate to that type of stuff. We're going to believe that about Russell Wilson. And it kind of sets us up that whenever somebody mentions something negative about somebody, we automatically grab it. And even say we talk about marriage. We talk about marriage, people throw negative stuff out there, people grab it. But we're talking about, is the ring everything?
See, the ring is as much, I believe the ring is as much as we make it. You can put emphasis on the ring and make that your everything, or a ring could just be something that you put around your finger. It's as much of an emphasis as we make it. If you taught this little girl that to be all is to get the ring, girl, if I just want to be married, that's what's important. But what I'm finding is the ring don't mean what it used to mean. I'm finding it's not as important. The commitment part of it is more important than the actual ring is. As long as we're together, you got me, I got you. It's not as important as it used to be, and I'm not even sure if it should be, because again, ring or no ring, I think it matters a lot about what's in your heart.
Okay, so Monique says, so what does that say about monogamy? Does it exist? What's going on with commitment? Listen, when it comes to monogamy, when it comes to commitment, period, I don't think monogamy and commitment have changed. I think our feeling that it's achievable, that it's actually a real ideal, I think these things have changed. You got people who don't feel like it's natural for one person to be with one person for the rest of their lives. You got people who feel like it's unnatural to stay committed to one person for the rest of your life, where you only having sex with that one person for the rest of your life. Is it unrealistic? What do you think? Is it unrealistic?
Is it wise without a commitment, though? Can you really have a commitment without some type of commitment? Can I talk you into believing that I want to be just like your husband, but not give you a ring? Can I talk you into saying we can stay together, we can live together, and hey, you're going to be my girl, and I'm going to be your dude without a ring?
Okay, so what's the danger in going through the motions but not having the commitment? What's the danger?
Well, the danger is that if something happened to me and legal stuff get involved, but in some states, though, in some states, we can just stay together and we'll be good, though. We don't have to get married. Some states automatically say we like married. And being like married might be good enough for you unless the courts got to get involved.
Well, let me say this, because this is what pretty much happened. Before, when I say before, I mean like grandparents, great-grandparents. For them, survival was a method of more of survival. We know women didn't have the same rights and opportunities as they do now. But now it is switched to marriage is more of a romantic situation rather than a survival situation. It's more about feelings than economics. And so when you look at it from that perspective, it's based on a different thing. And I think once we look at it from a romantic perspective, especially when Hollywood gets involved and they throw their spin on things, we now end up with a different perception of marriage and the whole nine, that it throws us off to where it's that ideal is hard to manage. It's hard to keep.
That's okay, D. You see, you said something. You got me thinking of with that one. Because you said the romantic side of it says we should be married, or I feel a certain way about you and I want to make you mine. But that is, I think, as the woman starts to do more and have more say, them wanting to or having to belong to somebody is changing. Because I think now, this is something we hadn't talked about earlier. I think that the idea of not being married is just as much as their idea as it is ours. Whereas before I came in, I was thinking that it might be the men that are dragging their feet. But now, why would a woman want commitment from a man when she can do everything he can do? Or she said anyway.
But I think when you look at the romantic side, I think that's what plays into it. So Mika says some women will allow that, which makes it harder for us to want commitment. I have been told having someone that wants to be with you without a ring is better than being alone. So at that point, is it about commitment? Is it about fear? How many people are operating off fear when it comes to getting with somebody rather than actually wanting to have a commitment to them?
It's always been about fear, D. That's what makes the panties drop like they do before you get married, because it's about fear. I got to have somebody and I got to keep him. I got to make sure I get him to the altar. Now, when I get him to the altar, I'm going to tie the panties in a knot and throw them away, because he will never feel them no more. But I got to make sure, that I get him to the altar. And while I'm trying to do that, I have to be throwing over his head that I want to be married. Now, that's if she wants to be married. But I think it's hard to believe that women want to be married just like men do. Not as much progress as they're making right now, because when you make that kind of progress, D, you step back in some other areas. And I think marriage may be the areas that they step back in because they made so much progress.
Stephanie says, like the scenario with DMX's woman, not wife. For those of you who don't understand, you don't know, DMX was in a relationship with a woman, I want to say for 8 years. I think it read us for 8 years. And it was only in 2019 that they got engaged. Now you got a guy who had a successful rap career, so he has at least assets. He has assets, but he lives reckless because he already had.
Tell the whole story before you start talking about it. Tell the whole story so we can talk about it. We can't talk about it. You got to tell the story. Tell what happened.
Okay, so
tell something.
So DMX's girlfriend of 8 years, he dies. When he dies, now she's been with him through all of this 8 years, all of the stuff he's gone through. She's been with him, but now she cannot collect on anything from his death because she has no legal ties to anything that he has. Because why? There was no ring involved. There was no marriage. And even though they were engaged in 2019, they never made it official. Does common law mean commitment?
It shouldn't, but I think if it's official in one state, then the rest of the states either got to come on board, they all got to get on board, or they all got to get off. Because I believe it means commitment in some states, right?
Well, let me tell you, there's only 10 states that recognize common law marriage. Only 10.
California ain't one of them, is it?
No, California. There's only 10 states. But let me tell you. So out of the requirements of those 10 states, there are four common requirements. These are common between those states. Number one, you have to live together. Now, the amount of time that you live together varies from state to state.
Huh.
Number two, you have to have a legal capacity to marry, meaning you don't have, you're not already married or something. You have to be free and clear to actually be married.
You can't,
right? You can get married.
Okay.
Number three, you have to actually intend to get married. So it's not just we living together, but we gotta. At some point, we're going to put a date to this thing and a whole nine. So there has to be an actual intention to actually do the actual practice of marriage. And number four, you have to publicly refer to yourself as husband and wife amongst your family and friends.
Whoa, 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 brother. Whoa, I was with the other four, but you ain't going to give me. I got to call you my wife, too. She just can't be my girl.
This is what they say for common law marriage. Because DMX, his girlfriend, tried to claim common law, but of course it didn't work for her. And now she spent all of this time invested all of this time with this man who had drug problems.
He
died from a drug overdose. He's living this life reckless to this point, and you never get him to make that commitment so that all the time invested, you get a return on your investment.
Then you call. No.
But should you get a return on your investment? If you invest in time and energy into somebody,
what?
Should that not be a return to when that person is grown?
It just depends on why you're in the relationship, D. Everybody ain't gold diggers. Most of them are.
Is it really about being a gold digger? Because if that person means something to you, you want to make sure they're taken care of.
You would think.
Mika says they can take common law and get on. Why not get married? That is silly. But Mika, this is what people are choosing. People are choosing to, this is how we say in the church, shack up. They shack up. And here's the thing, you're putting requirements of marriage on people without the formal commitment to where the law backs it up. Because when it all falls apart, you want to make sure that things are taken care of. If that person, God forbid, they die, now all of the time you right back at square one. Listen, time is currency, time is money. And what you invest your time in, you look for a return. And if you invest your time in a person for years,
Oh, man.
Back, come on, man. To end back up at square one, is that a good deal?
Okay.
Is it wise?
Okay. Let me. So you're trying to tell me, they was together 8 years. Now, it makes me go back to say, wait a minute, how did y'all get together? Was it the jump off? Was it some that, because the reason why I'm asking this is because it's harder to turn a car when it's going 60 miles an hour in this direction, and now you want it to be more. It's going to take me some time to be with you to see you in another light. DMX been out of the hospital at least 3 times before he had died. You mean right. to tell me he didn't consider, hey, I want to make sure she good. I'm going to do this to make sure she at least good. Because if I care about you like you do me, I'm going to want to see that you good. So you shouldn't have to, it shouldn't be up to you whether or not you good on your investment. If I love you or if I care anything about you, I'm going to want to make sure you good because that's my responsibility as your man. Wait, I'm sorry. As your husband, but perhaps not your man.
Okay. Because we talk about men, we talk about women, talk about the difference between men and women. Will a man let it ride until you make a formal request to make yourself his bride, his wife?
But D, we think old. Things have changed. I don't believe that women are going to rush to the altar like they used to, D. Who to say it was him? It might have been her saying, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get married. It might have been, because think about it. Any logical person going to do the first time you go in the hospital with something, you're going to look up and the chaplain going to be standing right there, and I'm going to have two of my friends over there talking about, I do and I do. Why would you not? You've been in there 8 years, and you just decided to get married, to put a ring on. I'm telling you, I just don't think it was all him. I think they might have been, oh, we're going to play this side to kind of see where it go. You know, come on, man. I don't want to put it all on him. Because I think she has something to do with that as well. I don't think women rush. They don't rush to get married no more. They don't have to no more. They don't need us like that no more.
So I was just going to say, so do you think that women are choosing more not to get married?
Why would they rush to get married? Then they don't need to. Listen, most of the time on this show, we talk about women, what women would do to get us to the altar. They don't have to do that no more, D. They can buy that for themselves now. They don't need the house and the cars. They can get that for themselves now. They can get that without getting us to the altar. So why would they be quicker to marry us now? They don't have to be. Girl, I got choices.
But even in that, women have, they secured the bag. They got their own thing. They got their house. They got their cars and the whole nine. So they don't need us for that. So it's not an economic situation. It's not a survival situation anymore. But what about being lonely? Is it worth putting a ring on it to make sure that you won't be lonely?
I think people have came to the conclusion, D, that I just want to be with somebody. If I can just think the promise of it, you can just give me the promise of being married. I just want to be with somebody. I just want to be with somebody, because women can say all day that that's not the case, but that is exactly the case. Because if not, again, they got 8 years in. They got 8 years in.
8 years is a long time, man.
Bro, you gotta tell me.
So how long should you be with somebody? How long should you wait before you start pressing that person to be like, hey, say, bro. I've been with you all this time. How old people say you need to squat or get off the pot, bro. I need you to make a commitment.
See, in that, okay. What if it's 10 years? Because it's so different for people. Some women, it's I got to be married before I'm 50. You 35. Some people, it's I want a family before I'm 40. Some people, it just depends on the person, dude, because it could be anything. People would let men, most of the time, people would let each other get away with murder almost just on a promise that eventually she gonna marry me or I'm gonna marry her.
Let us know. Do you accept this thing without a ring?
I want to know.
We got some women listening right now. Are you cool with going into a relationship and spending years with somebody without a formal commitment?
Did you say this thing without a ring? What did you say now? I'm trying to get that right. Did you say what?
I think we people giving up that thing without a ring. I think it's... But is that good enough? Are you just satisfied with just being with somebody? Or do you need something solid to say, hey, because if you get with somebody, you're going to be with them. How formal does it have to be? Do you need the ring? Do you need that actual commitment to where it's legally binding? Nick said loyalty over love type situation in my generation. Let me know what you mean by loyalty over love, because when you say loyalty and love, I'm thinking something different. So let me know exactly what you're saying when you say that. So let me know.
See, because I think the problem with most people now is we agree that we want a relationship with each other, but we hadn't quite agreed on marriage. So let's get together and kind of figure this thing out, and eventually one day we'll decide what we want when we want to do that. We're not going to let people rush us into a commitment like that because we're not ready for that. But we just want to kind of get together and see. Listen to me. I'm telling you, regardless of what anybody say, I'm telling you, women are putting up with more and men are as well. And they're not getting married no more. They shacking up and they need to quit shacking and start packing.
Now, Mika disagrees with you. She says, no, women are choosing to get married. It's a small percentage that do not want to be married. And 8 years is too long, especially when you're over 30. I believe women and men know they want to be with a person within a year. So she says within a year, you should know whether this thing need to be made official or not.
Well, see, perhaps, you know, DMX have been married already. Right. And sometimes when you've been married and you get out of something else, you don't want to rush back into it because you're dragging your past with you that didn't work out quite like you thought it would. So perhaps you're not as quick, you're not as robust to, they don't really go there, but I just want to say that word. You're not as robust to run up to the.
I'm with you. I'm rocking with you. Come on.
You're not as quick to want to run to that cattle. You know what I'm saying?
But I think people don't consider the requirements for love are not the same as the requirements for life. Nobody goes to the bedroom saying, "Ooh, I like the way this brother pays his mortgage. I like the way he pays his bills." Nobody thinking that. And listen. The spaces we need to fill in the bedroom are a lot different than the spaces we need to fill in life. When you talk about mortgage, rent, you talk about just bills, period. When you talk about actually doing life with somebody, the requirements change, but we do not put those stipulations on people and we put the cart before the horse and we get tangled up with people who don't know how to do life. Because our only requirement is that they put it down in this one area. And he or she got to hold it down in multiple areas when you talk about doing life with somebody.
You are right. You hear me? You are right. But people change once they get a ring on their finger. There is no feeling in the world like you courting or you dating and you can't stop thinking about her and her you. But it's something about when that ring go on that finger, they be like, I don't understand it. Listen, I agree with commitment, but I understand because people change when you get married. People get comfortable when you get married. People stop doing what they were supposed to do in order to get you when they get married. I understand. I don't like it. I agree that there should be more commitment, but I understand it because people change. People don't stay the same.
I think that's the difference in having a love affair and having a life affair. Because when you talk about putting on that ring and things seem to change, that's still a decision. I think you show your true colors if you change once that ring gets on. Now, guaranteed, the factors change. The commitment changes because now it's legally binding. And aside from it being legally binding, you stood before God and made a commitment. And God, he's all about your words. When you make a put your word out there, he's going to hold you to it. But when you look at it from just a perspective of you're not really that into, you know what I'm saying, that whole deal, I think people set themselves up for failure by not considering the full weight of what they're committing to. Sex is a commitment. People don't understand that. Sex is a commitment. We play it like it's not, because what if a baby happens? A baby is an economic reality. Bills are economic realities. And you not basing laying down on somebody on economic realities. These are the possibilities of what could actually happen. But if they happen, how are you going to deal with it? And God forbid something happens to the person that you with, how are you going to make sure everything is taken care of?
You know, D, you are on something tonight. That was really good. Awesome. You said it in a way I wouldn't say it. If you lay down on somebody, boy, I listen at you. I wouldn't say nothing like that. I wouldn't say it.
What you would have said, John? What you would have said?
Listen, I get it, man. And you right. But, dude. Most of the time, we're not looking. First of all, when we're doing that, we think we're gonna live forever. Ain't nothing gonna never happen to us, so we won't have to do that. And I think there is something to be said for people that don't want to commit to this. I'm curious to see what do you commit to. I'm really curious to see people that live together if that what is their commitment level, because that's the ultimate commitment, is to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, I agree that people should get married. I agree that you should do life together. If you're going to do a house together, you should be doing life together, because you should get, there are benefits that come with that, and it's not just sexual. Go ahead, dude.
So Nick has come back, and he's trying to give us some deeper insight in what he said. He says, most people my age would choose someone that want them to tell the truth about what they want out of a relationship, rather than sex, money, shelter. A lot of people will lay up with someone that won't tell them they love them, but are honest about their intentions, including intimacy and not being lonely, which is the common ground in my age group. Let me say this to Nick. There is no such thing, and I want everybody to hear me, there is no such thing as casual sex. Sex cannot be casual. There is too much involved in it for it to be casual. Now, what you end up with is casualties. You have casualties of sex because you treated sex casually. The casualties are the emotions of the people involved. The casualties are any children that's involved, because you haven't committed to life and you produce life. When you produce life and you have committed to life, you're going to end up with casualties. That child is going to be a casualty. And I don't care how much you make arrangements with the courts. I don't care how good your child support is. I don't care how good the arrangement with the court is. The child still suffers. And it's amazing how a child even has in the back of their mind that mom and dad should be together, even though they've never seen them together. That's a wish that they have. And that wish, when it's not fulfilled, it messes with them. It messes with them. And I'm talking about what happens in a child's mind, what happens in kids' minds. There is still something in them that says that something should be different about this. Mom and dad, I want them together. But there is no such thing as casual sex. Sex is too powerful to be casual.
And sex is good too. Especially when you're young and vibrant and you've been wanting and wanting and wanting. Woo! Make your head pop off. I'm joking, but listen, guys, Derek is on one today. We're not gonna let him go on no more vacations. I want to argue with him so bad, and I can't. I'm like, casualties. Oh boy, but you're absolutely right, because you're doing stuff that's meant for people that are married to be doing. Relationship stuff is for married people. Man, I get it, but both people have to go into the mindset of I want to be married. All it takes is for one of them to slow foot. All it takes for the man or the woman to drag her feet, and it's a wrap. Y'all just gonna be living together. And it's funny, because most of the time when we start doing that, somebody wants more in the relationship once it keeps going. So, but how do you come back from that? Well, when we got together, it was just casual. Sierra and Future were sleeping together the whole time, because Future will brag about it. And whatever he was doing at first was okay with Sierra. It was okay with her. Because he'll tell you it was okay with at first. What happened? What happened along the way? The kids happened, because I know they had a child together. Did she want more out of him then? But that's not the time when you can demand more from people. You got to do that at the beginning. You can't do that when
I'm talking about Future, right?
Yes. She should have been demanding that from him before all of that. Because it's too difficult to do it on the back end, D. Literally. Right. Literally.
Because once that child came into play, he was like, that ain't what I wanted.
Exactly.
But you should have had the conversation beforehand. You should have had it beforehand. Laura said, had this conversation with plenty of people. Those that have been married and divorced are not willing to jump right back in. Some say never again. Some people in their late 30s and 40s want to get married, but say men play too many games. I think it's so much more than just the ring. Let me say this before I get Nick's comment. It's not just men playing games. Women are playing games too. Everybody's playing games. But the thing is, we're playing kids' game with grown-up things. Sex is a grown-up thing. Relationships are grown-up things. But we're playing kids' games with grown-up things. And anytime you put grown-up things in the hands of a kid, it's always disastrous. And it hurts not only the kid, but it hurts other people. And that's why society is so jacked up now, because we're playing kids' games with grown-up things. We just need to grow up.
How many people are going to commit to something when they don't have to? How many people are going to willingly say, yeah, you know, I commit to that. I commit to this. I commit to something. Most of the time, we have to be pushed into commitment. Either one way or another, we have to be pushed into it. And we're looking for people to willfully jump into a commitment. And that now this they don't do, they're not doing it anymore. That time is past. They're not doing it anymore. Especially if you're not gonna put that demand on me to do it. Why would I do it?
Nick said exactly, and that's the problem. But it sucks, because everything that we watch and listen to in my generation does not reflect the benefits of love and marriage. I think it's positive to be around people that reflect healthy relationships, period. Thank you guys. And that's important. You got to get around people who are committed to doing it the right way. People who take this thing serious.
But who are
30 years of serious, bro?
Who are the examples? Who are the examples that we have? We got Will and Jada. They're the examples. Those are the examples that we have, is Will and Jada. Bless them. God bless
them. As far as Hollywood goes, as far as the public. Yeah.
But that's what we look up to for relationship stuff. That's what we look up to. And because if Will and Jada said, we don't believe in marriage, we believe in being together, we will buy it. If they were selling it, we would buy it. And I'm just simply saying, and maybe Nick on to something, maybe we don't see enough healthy relationships to where we actually believe that my relationship can be healthy as well.
I think we need to look closer to home. If you don't have somebody that you can look to say, I want that, I want what they have, and not in a romantic way where you dismissing the fact that they are real people that have real issues, but you say, I like the way they work through things. I know that they have issues, but look how they still hanging on and look how they still pushing through. You need real life examples. Forget Hollywood. Hollywood projects this thing to where it seems like it's unattainable. It seems like it's unreal. And you have people chasing fantasies. Marriage is a real thing.
You know, D, there's no better thing for me than for my I have a daughter. Now, when I was single and young and running through women, could believe me, it was millions of them. But
excuse me, I mean the last one. But the millions kind of threw me off. But okay, all right.
It was millions of them. But all I'm right. Saying, if my daughter had of saw me with my wife now, we wasn't married. How can I put the expectation on her to be married? How can I put the expectation on my kids not to commit to anything if they don't see their daddy do it? If they don't see their mom and daddy do it, you do it. It makes it too difficult because every father wants to see his daughter married. And I'm sure mothers as well. But if we don't commit to that, to being married, how can we expect them to? I just think it's too difficult to expect them to, because they don't do what we say, they do what we do.
Hey, bro, you just said a mouthful right there. Because how often do people want things for their kids or the next generation that they're not willing to commit to themselves? We got to be willing to commit themselves. They do what they see us doing, not what we tell them to do. They do what they see us doing. So we got to be the first example of whatever it is that we want for them. We got to be the first example, whether it's financial literacy and doing things the right way, whether it's doing relationships and marriage the right way, whatever it is, we got to be the first example. So that means it puts more responsibility on us to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Mika says, I'm not listening to John anymore tonight. Millions of women and using the word book. Mika's clowning you right now, man.
We can go. I ain't no boots.
Yeah, Mika, the millions threw me out to me. I just want to say that.
All right, final thoughts. Hey, so listen, what we got to understand is, relationships and commitment aren't easy, and they sometimes they're very difficult. It's just like getting shots. I don't like shots, but I know they're good for me, and I know it's gonna work out better for me in the end. And the same thing with relationships. They're not always the easiest thing to do. As a matter of fact, relationships are very, very difficult to obtain. But man, you will not have better satisfaction out of something you will in marriage. You will not feel better about looking over somebody and know that if anything happens to me or happens to her, that I got her back and she got mine. And it's not just about the ring or the piece of paper. It's the commitment level and the love that goes with it. It's a one-stop shop deal. You can't get one without the other. I don't care how much somebody say they love you. Nobody can never love you enough until they put a ring on your finger and go through the battles with you. Because child is going to be battles. And that's my final thought. D, don't do your thing.
You say many are called, but few are chosen. Listen, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to marriage, and especially seeing examples, there are so few examples that we can look to, which is a sad commentary on just our lives, period. You're talking about marriage. Marriage is not the end, it's the beginning. And you talking about going up a mountain. Marriage is you ascending up a mountain. The thing about mountains, the higher you go, the air gets thinner, and it requires more of you than it did from the beginning. Now, the most beautiful scenery, the most beautiful views are at the top of that mountain. But do you have what it takes to get there? Because halfway up the mountain, your commitment will be tested. Any commitment that you make will be tested, and you got to expect it to be tested. Your word will be tested. If you say you love somebody, if you say you committed to somebody, it will be tested. Or do you have what it takes to get to the top of that mountain? The air is thin at the top of the mountain. It's harder to breathe. So you need to build up to a point to where you can take the things that come along in life. So when you stand at the mountain, you can look out over your life. You can look out over your generations and see beauty. Because that's what it's all about. What are you producing that's going to carry on for generations? You got what it takes. But understand, it won't be easy. But meet the challenge head on. And that's our King Speak for this week. Yeah. There we go, baby. Another one in the book.
You done opened up the doors of the church. Please, Lord. Boy, you done did that thing today. You better not go on vacation no more, boy.
But they said words of a great prophet, money bag. Hey, man, at some point, we got to start taking this thing serious, man. We got to start taking this thing serious. Or else society won't survive. It won't survive. Like, look, at the rate we're going now, it's not going to survive, man.
You know, it's funny because our Caucasian brothers and sisters take it more seriously than we do. They take relationships and commitment more serious than we do. They get married. They tend to get married more than we do. We I don't know what we doing, what we want, but they take it more seriously. And the only reason I know, I just heard that stat the other day.
Yeah. So. They fighting for something that we blind to. They're looking for the survival of their kind. We're not trying to survive. We're looking for the bag.
Boy,
I'm done. All right.
But that's real talk though. That's real talk. Cause we trying to get the bag. You right. What?
Real, they trying to survive.
So. Y'all better come back next week because D's on fire.
We here every Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check us out. Check our podcast out. We put a new episode up. Like, share, subscribe. You can subscribe to our podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, anywhere you go to listen to your podcast. Go and subscribe. Mm-hmm. You can go back and listen to these episodes, get all this good stuff that we're throwing out to you. And anywhere you want to listen to it, anytime you want to listen to it, it's at your disposal. So definitely go back and check us out. We upload a new episode every week. So by all means. Yeah.
Oh, man, you did that, bro. Hey, next week, man. Same time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
We're rocking.
We appreciate everybody. Appreciate the love. Thank you for joining in with us. We love you. Peace out. We'll catch you next week.
Y'all be good.